morning. It's 8:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Haneke Castle with the title track from her new album, Trip to Walden Pond. And we definitely recommend, if you're in the area, make a trip over there, see the reconstructed Thoreau's cabin, and then check out the display at the Concord Museum, which tells you all about Thoreau's sister, who was pretty much responsible for getting his writings in print. Yes, how quickly we forget the ladies. What was it that Mr. Adams' wife said? John, remember the ladies. Yes, remember the ladies.
Settling upon the waves, said she, when up a beauteous merman rose from the bottom of the sea. And he was clad until the waist with scales like silver white, and on his breast the setting sun shone rosy beams of light. His tailor down the deep, deep sea and made her his lady fair. In his palace where king is he, and minnows follow.
Wickedness,
and take away my life.
Good morning. That was Kevin Burke and John Brennan doing the Peter Green song Albatross from the Poundridge Sessions. They realized that it was recorded in jig time, and so they said, hey, it belongs here. Prior to that, we heard from the compilation album Songs of Separation, and this is a... an interesting piece, definitely. It's called Seeking, and the music is by Kate Young, and the lyrics are by a 19th century Danish poet, Adam Olenschlager. And she says, I was drawn to the idea of separation between the physical world and the supernatural in Celtic traditional song, as many Gaelic songs and stories demonstrate strong evidence that people believed in fairies. It got me thinking about what might have brought this about and what other traditions may have influenced these beliefs. She said, I stumbled upon this poem and immediately recognized its connection and similarity to Scottish fairy tales. This is a tale of transformation. It tells of an ordinary girl who becomes a mermaid and is separated from her human life when she marries a sea king. On her return to the land, she is then separated from her family in the sea and from all life. For me, this made for interesting reflection upon the idea that there used to be many folk who believed in such mythical creatures. Perhaps they all got eaten up by the sea. She said, I adapted this beautiful ballad poem, set it to song, and had a lot of fun arranging it with the band. And we started off with Haneke Castle with the title track from her album, Trip to Walden Pond. And you can find out where Haneke's playing and get tickets. Just go to her website, www.hanekecastle.com, and that's spelled HANNEKECASSEL, all one word. All right, we encourage people to, if they'd... if they're a Celtic artist who would like to get heard, to please send your CDs and promotional announcements to Celtic Dawn, care of WMFO, Post Office Box 53065, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. And yes, all of those zip codes are correct. And here's one that came in from Canada, a young gentleman with very talented. This is his third album. See what you think.
Out from the shady woods of truth, McKenna rides at noon. The sun shone brightly, not a cloud darkened the skies of June. No eye has he for nature's charms, they don't annoy his brain. As by flowery vales he takes his way, and never draws a rein. Until there looms the tall grey tower of Glasslough Castle old, which holds a treasure in its walls more dear to him than gold. For inside there dwells his own true love, the dark-eyed young Maureen, whom he one day hopes will bless his home in the woods of truth so green. I have come to look upon you, love, for tomorrow I must go with my brave troop men to Benburb, there to defend Onroe. I have come to look upon you, love, and hear your accents sweet, for I might yet in battle fall, and nevermore we'll meet. Go forth, my love, my blessing go, and smite the Saxon horde. And when you return, I'll be your bride without another word. With a fond embrace, they bid adieu as the evening sun went down behind yon western wooded hill that o'erlooks Glasslock town. McKenna lightly mounts his steed at the twilight of the eve, and heads it over Dassa Hill through True's green shady lee. That night he leads his gallant men o'er the dark hills of Tyrone, where he meets the armies of the north at Benburb on their own. Right well O'Neill was glad to see such gallant mountaineers, who had kept the Saxon wolves at bay round ancient True for years. And brave they fought on Benburb's plain as England's flag went down, and few that night escaped them toward Carrickfergus town. When autumn's breeze was in the air and the berries ripe and red, McKenna and his youthful bride in Glasslock Church were wed. And never in her father's hall a fairer bride was seen than McMahon's only daughter, the dark-eyed young Maureen.
There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I love you till I die. Loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I've seen the Mona Lisa too, and I have heard Doc Watson play Columbus Stockade Blues. I have been to Fort Worth, oh, and I have been to Spain. I have been too proud to come in out of the rain. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I love you till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. I wish I was in Austin, oh, in a chilly parlor bar, drinking Mad Dog margaritas and not caring where you are. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, till I die. I loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye. Forgive me all my anger, forgive me all my faults. There's no need to forgive me for thinking what I thought. I loved you from the get-go, and I love you till I die. Loved you on the Spanish steps the day you said goodbye.
Today we decided to walk to school. At the corner, we waited to cross the street. The stoplight counted down. 15, 14,
41, 31, I mean 13.
We took a left on Carroll Garden Street. Loud music was coming from a car. Danny's a smart kid, but he gets so distracted.
There were so many other sounds, I didn't know what to focus on.
Danny, Earth to Danny. Suddenly, he realized he forgot his homework again.
I left my homework on the table.
At the school steps, we hugged goodbye. I really hope he doesn't have another bad day at school today.
When you can see learning and attention issues from their side, you can be on their side. That's why there's Understood.org, a free online resource for the parents of the 1 in 5 kids with learning and attention issues. Get personalized recommendations, practical tips, daily access to experts, and more. Go from misunderstanding to Understood.org. Brought to you by Understood and the Ad Council.
Good morning. That was Socks in the Frying Pan. Excuse me. Socks in the Frying Pan. We heard Funky in Theory, a piece written by a flautist friend of theirs. Nolan Ledusky called Distraction Tactics, and the second was written by Shane entitled frustration, and the third, the Millhouse. We learned from the playing of the spectacular Clare flautist Brian O'Loughlin. I'm really sorry I missed these guys. They played one gig at the Burren when I was out of town. Great band from Clare. Just three guys doing really wonderful stuff. We heard Funky in Theory and then Guy Clark's Dublin Blues from their latest album, Without a Paddle. If, by some chance, you're traveling to the Midwest, you can catch these guys Thursday through Sunday at Winfield, Kansas. They'll be at the Walnut Valley Festival. That's a Socks in the Frying Pan. Before that was Kalen with their new album, Solomon. And this marvelous piece that they called Madame Fromage. And you don't have to know much French to realize that means Mrs. Cheese. And it's homage to the fromage and dedication to one of our favorite Cardiff cafes and Madame Fromage herself, Carrie Rhymes of Cozen Kimru, maker of our very own Kalen cheese. So there you are. If you get to Cardiff, Wales, have some Kalen cheese in honor of a great band. And we started off with Matthew Byrne with The Woods of Truagh from Horizon Lines. On now to more music.
Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Life too short to live that way. Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Consuming every single day. Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Life is rich, so let us play. Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Wake up and embrace the day. Don't let the money get in the way. And I said, hey brother, hey sister, sorry we don't play that way. I said, hey brother, hey sister, we must find a better way. Don't play that way. Hey brother, hey sister, we must find a better way. Don't let the money get in the way. Share the wealth of life today. Don't let the money get in the way. Don't let the money get in the way. Wake up and embrace the day. Money, 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 money. Hey brother, hey sister, sorry we don't play that way. I said, hey brother, hey sister, we must find a better way.
don't play that way. Hey, brother, hey, sister, we must find a better way. Hey, brother, hey, sister, sorry, we don't play that way. Hey, brother, hey, sister, we must find a better way. Money, 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 money. Don't let the money get in the way.
300 lost when they sailed away. Should the die was cast, from breast he sailed across the main, turned their backs to the winter's sun, driven hard like a nail out of Bantry Bay, and the union of creed, well, it came undone. This is no sad song, sung for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Seeds of souls on fallow ground, while food aplenty did surround. Mounds of grain grew even higher, those empty bellies, they fueled the fire. Pawning all we had to quell those hungry screams, during 6 months sat in the lockout of 13. Let us arise, came the larkin's call. Let the poor man rise, let the rich man fall. This is no sad song, song for you. Ring out bold, it'll ring out true. Come the morning, we'll rise again. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Dead bodies cast, wave like from a dirty cell. No skylark song will be here tonight, just the cries and the anguish of the people's plight. This is no sad song, song for you, but it'll ring out bold, it'll ring out true. And come the morning, we'll rise again. Chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars. Break the chains from the plough and stars.
Down in sandbank fields, two sailors, they were walking. Their pockets were both lined with gold, and as together they were talking, a fair maid there they did behold, with a little basket standing by her, as she sat down to take her ease. To carry it for her, one of them offered. The answer was, sir, if you please. One of these sailors, he picked up the basket. Well, there's eggs in the basket, please take care. And if by chance you should outwalk me at the halfway house, please leave them there. Behold, these sailors, they did outwalk her. The halfway house they did pass by. But this pretty damsel, she laughed at their fancy, and on these sailors she kept her eye. When these two sailors, they came unto an alehouse, there they did call for a pint of wine, saying, "Landlord, oh landlord, what fools in this nation, this young maid from her eggs we've twined. Oh landlord, oh landlord, oh, bring us some bacon, we've got these eggs and we'll have some dressed, oh." Behold, these sailors were much mistaken, as you shall say when you hear the rest. 'Twas then the landlord, he went up to the basket, expecting of some eggs to find. He said, "Young man, oh young man, you're much mistaken. Instead of eggs, sure I found a child." Then one of them sat down to weeping. The other said, "It's not worthwhile. Here's 50 guineas I'll give to the baby, if any woman shall take the child." Well, this pretty damsel, she sat by the fire. She had a shawl drawn o'er her face. She said, "Well, I'll take it and I'll kindly use it when first I see that the money is paid." One of these sailors, he threw down the money. Great favor to the babe was shown. Oh, since it is so, then let's be friendly. For this child, it is mine and it's your own. Don't you remember?